Welcome to the Jobs Expo Galway podcast. Clint Rieberg with you ahead of the Jobs Expo Galway event this Saturday at the iconic Galway Racecourse. We're talking to some of the great employers who are attending to find out more about them and the positions that they have to offer. And joining me now from the Defence Forces is Captain Connor Dunn. Hello, Captain.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. Let's start by tell us more about the Defence Forces. We read about them and hear about them, but what's it really like?
Okay, so the Defence Forces, obviously, as most people would know, is the military of Ireland. We encompass three main strands, which is the Army, Naval Service, Air Corps, and we also have in reserve then the Reserve Defence Forces. So just a little bit about each kind of branch. The Army is a standing force and provides the capabilities for joint military operations at home and combined peace support operations abroad. Overseas at the moment, we're in missions, UN missions such as UNIFIL in southern Lebanon, with over 500 troops stationed along the Blue Line, which is the agreed separation between the two countries of Israel and Lebanon. And we also have over 100 troops serving with the UNDOF mission, which is in the Golan Heights on the Syrian-Israeli border. The Naval Service then is the state's principal seagoing agency with a general responsibility to meet contingent and actual maritime defence requirements. It is tasked with a variety of defence and other roles such as drug interdiction operations and sea fisheries protection. The role of the Air Corps then is under the Defence Act is to contribute to the security of the state by providing military air defence of its airspace, and it also provides a lift capability for the Army and Naval Service.
So very active at the moment. You kind of forget about that when we don't hear it in the headlines and see it in the front pages and things like that. Very active, very busy in the Defence Forces by the sounds of things. So what type of positions are you looking for have on offer at the Jobs Expo Galway this Saturday?
Okay, so specifically for Jobs Expo in Galway on Saturday, we'll be looking to speak to people who might be interested in our officer cadetships and general service recruitment. These are two of the biggest competitions we run each year, with the cadetship competition about to be launched later this month, and in next month then the general service recruitment will be launched as well. Intermittently throughout the year then we also recruit for, it was specifically within the Air Corps, aircraft technicians, so people who might have an interest in doing an apprenticeship and becoming aircraft technicians who are vital to our organisation. And these people would maintain and service the Air Corps fleet of aircraft. And every now and then, we look for people with specialist skill sets for direct entry enlistment as officers. So people who might have qualifications such as doctors, pharmacists and engineers. So I suppose what's important to say here is we're kind of looking for everyone and anyone. We cater for all educational requirements and qualifications. And we certainly have a role for everyone who might have an interest in joining the Defence Forces.
Yeah, it sounds quite wide and varied. You mentioned there the competition and then those specific roles. Could you give us a sort of an idea on both sides of that coin? What type of candidate are you ideally looking for? What sort of experience do you need to have? And who generally would succeed through?
Okay, yeah. So for general service recruitment, we're looking for people who would have an interest in the military, obviously. And have a motivation, a drive and a willingness to engage with the organisation and who want to become soldiers of Ireland and represent their country. Necessary education and qualifications, there are none for general service recruitment. And moving on then, for the officer cadetship, we do look for specific education requirements. Again, these are advertised on military.ie in terms and conditions for the competition for that year. We take non-graduates, school leavers, people who have just completed their leaving cert or who may be in employment but have not yet gone to college. And we also take graduates then, anyone who holds a Level 8 degree. Of particular interest this year, we would be looking for people with a background in engineering, engineering and science, as we have unique roles and positions for the Engineer Corps and the Ordnance Corps, who have an allotment of specific cadets assigned. Who will be assigned to undergo military training and then further their career by undergoing engineering young officer courses and the Ordnance Corps young officer course as well.
I'm thinking from by the sound of things, a Defence Forces job isn't just a job, it's a lifestyle, a career. I'd say many people stick around for a long time.
Absolutely, yeah. The Defence Forces offers an exciting and different career to any other in the state. Those who engage with the organisation, the opportunities it gives to individuals, the benefit in a personal and professional capacity. Education and upskilling of people is key to ensuring a vibrant, motivated and enthusiastic workplace. And all career courses within the organisation for all ranks are now accredited by a third level institution. The job itself, it certainly isn't your 9-to-5 job. it varies from week to week. It certainly offers people the opportunity to do things that they're not going to necessarily get to do in other professions. Certainly, the highlights of my career to date would have been the opportunity to travel to Lebanon and serve overseas in the UN peacekeeping operation twice. Yeah. Again, in two specific and different roles. But again, the opportunity to travel to a place that you might not necessarily have ever gotten to see beforehand was certainly a reason that enticed me to join the organisation. Again, within the organisation, I've had very many and varied roles, each one challenging and rewarding, but completely different from themselves. I think it's important to state and say that within the organisation, we have a job for everyone and we have roles for everyone. So if people are listening to this today and they are a carpenter or an electrician, we have them. If they're a doctor or a pharmacist, we have them. So we're kind of a snapshot of Irish society and the workforce that is out there. And certainly within the organisation, we have to be self-sufficient and we need people with all these different and varied qualifications.
Certainly sounds like a big breadth of Irish culture and people within the organisation. I've got to ask about the difference between male and female. Of course, the Defence Forces these days, I'd say there's not a lot of difference.
No, absolutely not. All career courses are for and people who choose to go on career courses. It's done on merit. There's no distinction between males and females within the organisation. Everyone is treated the same and the same opportunities are there for everyone. Currently, at the moment, about 6% of our Defence Forces are female, and we're enticing and encouraging females to join, as we would like to get that up to at least 12% in the near future, if not more. And certainly any female who might be interested in joining shouldn't be dissuaded by that fact, and at the moment we're actively encouraging and recruiting for females if they do so wish to join.
Well, hopefully they're listening to us right now, Captain Connor, and I'm wondering, before Saturday, the big event, of course, you'll be there at Jobs Expo in Galway at Galway Racecourse. There'll be a big stand there for the Defence Forces. People can come up and talk to you guys directly. In the meantime, though, if they're thinking, doing a bit of research and that sort of thing before Saturday, where's the best place to go?
I direct people to www.military.ie. It is the website for the Defence Forces of Ireland. In that, you'll find a careers portal, and that will explain what training is like, the different types of training and jobs within the organisation, and it'll have profiles of individuals who've joined beforehand. I'd also recommend people to have a look on the Defence Forces Óglaigh na hÉireann or Defence Forces Ireland Facebook page. Again, that has a lot of content that will provide people with an insight and a snapshot of military life. We're also across on YouTube as well. That will have a lot of videos and a lot of links to state ceremonies that we conduct, training for overseas operations, and again, our day-to-day training here on Ireland as well. So those would be the three main ones. We also have accounts on LinkedIn and Snapchat and the Flickr Defence Forces Flickr page also.
You've certainly got it all covered, Captain Connor Dunn. You couldn't be more accessible in the lead-up to Saturday. We look forward to seeing what's on offer from the Defence Forces there at Galway at the Jobs Expo Galway event at Galway Racecourse. Really appreciate your time. Thanks for that.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
And that's it for the Jobs Expo Galway podcast for now. We'll be talking to companies all this week in the run-up to the big event, which is taking place, don't forget, this Saturday at the Galway Racecourse. And also, you can register for your free ticket and come along and meet 40 leading employers. You can attend a day of exciting talks and seminars and also get that all-important free CV and career advice in the Career Clinic. All you need to do is visit jobsexpo.ie and register. That's jobsexpo.ie. Register now. From me, Clint Dreeberg, on the Jobs Expo Galway podcast. Bye for now.